Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much, really. Thank you so much. My name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about the election. I did want to say at this point, I've been intentionally avoiding talking about the election every week because no matter what you say, somebody else has already said it. I can't really add too much. I do have some differing ideas about some things, and when I can't hold myself back any longer, I'll talk about them. But intentionally, yeah, I'm not talking about the election a whole lot. I'll talk about it more as we get closer. And if we have debates, of course, I will talk about those. But this week, I am talking about the election. I'm hoping that people will think before they cast their vote in November. I want them to remember, because memory is short. I want them to remember what it was like when Trump was running the country and how different it is now as the Biden administration has had their time. It's black and white. And we have to remember, we don't want to continue falling down into the abyss. We want to climb back out. It's a long road, but there's a way there. It's making the right decision in November. So I just wanted to touch on Kamala being on Oprah Winfrey. It was comical. It was, I don't know if any of y'all watched Andy Griffith growing up or if any of you are old enough to even remember it, but there was an episode where Barney recites the preamble to the Constitution. He tells Andy that he's memorized it from childhood, and he says, here, let me show you. And he starts acting like he's going to recite it, and then all of a sudden, nothing. And he goes, just give me the first word. Andy goes, we. Barney goes, we. And he stops again, and he goes, give me the next word. Andy says, the. He goes, we, the. It was funny then, and it was just as funny when Kamala was talking to Oprah, because Oprah had to lead her along. Oprah would try to cover up for her. Kamala would be going on one of her word salad explanations to a question that a listener, a viewer would have, and she'd start rambling, and Oprah would have to cut her off and say, hey, don't you mean this, and don't you mean this? It was sad. It was so sad, it was comical. And once again, how can half the people in this country supposedly back a candidate like that? How? How in this country, how in any country, unless there's a gun to your head, which there almost is here, could you say, yes, I want that person to be the president of the United States, the most powerful person on the planet? It can't even come close to being okay. It can't even come close to being okay. She's a freak, and she could never rule a fucking PTA meeting, let alone a country or a world. Also want to talk about the Teamsters not endorsing the Democratic candidate, Kamala. They've been endorsing the Democrats most of their 130-year, but almost every time it's been a Democrat. The only time that it wasn't a Democrat, it was nobody. This happened again back in 1996. They wouldn't endorse Clinton. Teamsters said, no, we're not going to endorse anybody. And the reason for that, I think, in my opinion, is it's because they had straw polls with the membership. Leaderships want Democrats. Generally speaking, when the leadership says, okay, membership, do this, think like this, we're going to give them money out of your union dues. Leadership wants Democrats in because Democrats are friendly to unions. Trump has been very vocal about how he wants to take care of everybody, including the union. And he wants to do it in a smart way. And leadership doesn't like a smart way. Leadership likes it their way. Anyway, they did a straw poll. The members were 60% behind Trump, 34% behind Harris. Now, and that's even skewed because a lot of them were afraid to say, yeah, I'm for Trump. And that's huge that he even has 60% because they're bucking the system. The membership doesn't like to buck the system because the system is everything for them. Keeps them from getting fired and gets them pay raises and longer breaks and all that stuff. You know, it's great for them. But they've seen the craziness has gone too far. It's gone way too far. And so they're all going, yeah, Trump. We need Trump in there to clean things up. I just want to talk about those couple of things before I get started with the rest of this, which, and I touched on this last week. I talked about some of the things that Trump did during his 4 years as presidency that has been completely 180-degree flopped from Biden administration. The reason I'm going to talk about it again is because it needs to be talked about. We have to talk about this because memories are short and people endure. They get a thing in their head and they think it's a good thing and they will put up with just about anything for that to continue, even though things have gone to hell in this country since Biden took over. People don't remember it like that. People think that the Democrats are okay, that it's okay to be a Democrat and it's compassionate and it's the good side to be on, the fun side. It's not anymore. It kind of used to be because it was like the Democrats were the kids trying to get away with stuff and the Republicans were the adults shaking their finger going, no, you can't do that because it's not good for the greater good. And so a lot of people like the Democrats because they feel like, yeah, I'm a free person. I can do whatever I want. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. And sadly, it's not like that anymore. Matter of fact, it's kind of done a flip-flop in that the Republicans are the fun ones now, which, as I mentioned one time, a long time ago on a podcast, Hollywood is going to jump to the Republican Party. It's going to take a long time, but Hollywood's not really Democrats. They just like to be in the party that's the fun one, supposedly the fun one. Right now, the Democrats aren't the fun party. The Democrats are the Marxist party. If Kamala gets elected, for sure. It's taken away all your rights, which is what the Democrats, the freewheeling Democrats, used to like back in the day. We want it. We don't want anybody telling us what to do. We want to do it our way, and that's the Democrat Party. It's not anymore. Now, the Democrats have very strict rules that you must follow 24/7 or pay for it. I'm just going to go through. You'll see some repeats from last week. I don't think I have as many this week as I had last week, but I'm going to go a little more in depth on them. Lower energy prices, I'm going to start with that one because it's everything. Inflation is in a large part caused by fuel prices and not just the price at the pump. When energy prices go up, everything goes up because everything has to be shipped. And when you ship a product, it takes a lot of money in gas. And when that gas price goes up, the cost of that thing is going to go up because it costs the company more money to ship it. They have to raise the prices or go out of business. So that's a huge one. And don't forget, I said this last week, I'm going to repeat it again. Joe Biden emptied out the strategic oil reserves to try to cover up for his bullshit energy policy. It's there for a reason, folks. It's not just all of a sudden people thought, well, let's go ahead and have a little gas sitting on the side just in case. No, it's a strategic oil supply. It's in case everything else fails, we still got some in the bank. It's gone. Just like all the money that was in the bank of the Treasury, it's all spent by the Dems, by Joe Biden's administration. So energy prices is huge. It's huge. And besides a million other things, and besides causing the prices of things to go up, it also gives us standing in the world. If we're the leading exporter of petroleum in the world, we have standing, massive standing. And it's, the other guys can't do anything about it. It's massively important that we get the energy prices back down again and start drilling. Drill, baby, drill. Absolutely. We got to get the oil out of the ground. I talked about this a couple of different times. There's enough there to last us for a long time. Energy will be totally different 50 years from now. We won't have to even worry about energy because there's such a massive amount of energy available. All we got to do is figure out how to get to it. But for the next 50 years, which we got plenty of oil to cover, we're going to have to use petroleum. So we got to be the leaders in that. And we can be because we got a lot of oil in this country. But it's bad for the environment. Yeah. Creating energy is always going to be a challenge for the environment. However, I think in the future, energy is going to be produced in a way where it has no effect on the environment whatsoever. And there'll be so much of it, no, it'll be silly to even think about a time when we had to pay for energy, because it's going to be free. There's going to be so much of it, such an abundance. There'll be a small fee maybe for paying for the people who provide it, but as far as the commodity itself, it'll be free. That's my opinion of the future and energy. Now I'm going to talk about inflation. Oh, what can I say? I shouldn't even have to talk about this because everybody should know. Inflation is killing us. Every time we go to the grocery store, every time we go to the gas pump, every time we go buy a pair of shoes, every time we go to the hardware store, every time we go anywhere and spend money, it costs a whole lot more than it did 4 years ago. A whole lot more. And the trend is it's going to continue that way if the Democrats stay in power. If Trump gets in, he'll get that handled real fast, exactly like he did before. So it's not like, well, can he do it? Yeah, he can. He proved it. He proved that he can do the stuff he says he's going to do, and we need it. Let's talk about interest rates. The Fed just recently dropped the interest rates by half a point, 50 basis points. To me, too much, too fast. It's going to backfire on them, and it's going to be a problem. But they had to make Kamala seem even a little bit better, because she'll now be able to say, yeah, we're fighting inflation. We got the interest rates down. The Fed's dropped half. No, it's a very difficult job to be the Fed chairman and decide what to do with those interest rates. And a lot of people have made a lot of mistakes. And there's certain things we know about how to do it and how not to do it over the years. One of the things we don't do is we don't drop it 50 basis points in one whack right before an election. It's silly. I got to talk about immigration, the border. When Trump was in office, we had no border problems. We didn't even talk about the border very much because there was no reason to talk about it. There were no problems. People that weren't Americans stayed outside the country, and people that were Americans stayed inside the country. And we have a policy on how to do that, and it was still happening. When Trump was in office, he didn't shut down the borders. He had the people coming into this country do it the proper way. I know a very close friend of mine is an immigrant. She had to go through the process, and it's long and hard. There's a reason for that. We don't want just anybody coming in, like terrorists and drug dealers and that. We don't want them in here at all in any way, shape, or form. We don't want them in this country, and the Biden administration is going, come on in here. All you get to do is vote Democrat. We'll even make it so you can vote even though you're not a citizen. Anyway, I have to pause every once in a while just to bring my head back into reality, because I'm thinking, how can anybody even think that's even any kind of realm of possibility to have Kamala, ding dong, whatever you want to call her. How can anybody think it's okay to elect her president? She can't even speak on her own. She has to have Oprah talk for her. The world's fighting everybody. Everybody in the world's fighting everyone. That never would happen. The two big ones, Israel and Hamas, basically Iran, would have never happened. Trump talks about this in his speeches. He said Iran didn't have any money. When he left office, they didn't have any money. When Biden took over, he gave them billions. They have all this money now to do whatever they want to do, because we gave it to them. We gave them. We took them from a country that had nothing and could do nothing to a country that's very wealthy now and can do whatever they want. And they are doing whatever they want. Russia, they wouldn't be in a war right now. Putin is afraid of Trump. Putin really wants Kamala Harris to be president. It's silly. Stock market, it's doing pretty good, and I have a little trouble understanding why, other than companies are just doing well. It wouldn't matter who was in office. They did a lot better when Trump was in office, and they liked things a lot better when Trump was in office. For the most part, there's some things they don't like about Trump's policies. If we do elect Kamala Harris president, stock market's going to tumble, and it'll probably happen pretty quickly. It's doing okay, I think, right now, because everybody knows that they're not going to be in office forever in the business world. I think that's why. part of it. Anyway, there's a lot involved in that. I can't go into it, and I don't even understand it myself in a big way. If Trump gets elected, the stock market will be fine. It will grow. It will do better. If Kamala Harris gets elected, the stock market will tumble. That's a prediction of mine, and I can almost guarantee that'll happen. All right, let's talk about deregulation. Trump did massive deregulation. Biden wants to regulate everything. Elon Musk was talking about this. The reason he moved from California to Texas was because of regulations in California. And he says, you can't do anything. You can't do anything in business because of regulations. Trump understood that, of course, and he started deregulating a lot of stuff. And Biden doesn't understand it. Kamala absolutely doesn't understand it. They want to regulate everything because they want things their way. We're going to do it my way or the highway is their policy. So, come on, folks. If you're a Democrat and you're thinking you might vote for Kamala, please remember all these things. Please remember that 4 years ago, you were way better off than you are now. Way better in so many ways. And in a lot of ways, a lot of people don't even know they're better off or why or how. So let's go ahead and wrap this up with criminal justice. Bad people didn't do a lot of bad things during Trump's administration. I mean, it happens, but the criminals are getting away with whatever they want during the Biden administration. That's changed so dramatically. And once again, people, I guess, kind of think it's okay or think it doesn't matter who's in office. It's still going to be this way. It's not. If Trump gets elected, crime will go down. And all the stats that they have out there won't change a thing. Trump will change a thing. He will make our streets safer. He will make sure bad guys go to jail and stay in jail for the term, whatever it's determined by the courts. Mixing that in with immigration, he's going to get those guys out of here. Well, how are they going to do if they're going to round them up? Yeah, they're going to round them up. They're going to kick their butts out of here because we got criminals here. We got foes here. We have bad people here. We don't want them here. Nobody does, except for a few in the Biden administration. Well, we got to have these people here for workers. First of all, unemployment was one I didn't even talk about, I don't think. Unemployment means there's people that aren't working. And if you have jobs to do and you have people that aren't working, it's a perfect match. Get these people who don't have jobs, the jobs that need to be done. We don't need immigrants to do it. We got plenty of workforce here in this country. And I could go on and on about that for a long time, but a lot of people would be offended by what I had to say about that. It's important to hire the people who live here to do work. That anybody who says, well, that's beneath me, I wouldn't. If you're not working right now and you're not pulling your own weight, and you're not pushing the cart, you better get out and get you a goddamn job. Yeah. Yeah. You got to go to work so you can eat. We're so spoiled here. Our younger generation just thinks, well, there's going to be a meal there somewhere and I'm going to have a place to stay. And it's true, but it can't go on forever. And when that changes, people will be very sad. And they going, well, I wish I would have thought about this earlier and got that job I could have had so easily. Now I can't get it because the whole world is in chaos and the whole country doesn't have any jobs because nobody's working because nobody can do anything because of regulations. It's black and white. It truly is. Whether you think it is or not, it's black and white. One is good, one is bad. Electing Donald Trump for president is good. Electing Kamala Harris for president is very, very, very bad in so many ways. And not just the things that I just talked about. Those are the things that Trump is going to make better. Things that are going to get worse, I'm not going to talk about it on this podcast. I'll talk about it in a future one. She's a Marxist. We don't know. Most people in this country don't know what it's like to be in a socialist or Marxist country. They don't understand what that's like. I can promise you one thing. If you never believe anything else I say, I can promise you this. You don't want to live in a socialist country. You want to be free in a free country with a good president doing the right things to make your life better. Just vote for Trump. If you don't like it, we can vote somebody else next time. That's my podcast for this week. Thank you.